CNIC Instruction 5530.14 Alpha, Commander Navy Installation Command Ashore Protection Program, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 4. 1. Which program involves the total spectrum of procedures, facilities, equipment, and personnel employed to provide a secure environment? Physical security. 2. Which principle provides the basis for the physical security system in place at an installation? DBT, Delta Bravo Tango. 3. What is the central concept in the Navy's strategy toward defending against threats? Defense in depth. 4. Who facilitates the registration of taxicab, limo, and shuttle companies to conduct business on an installation? SSC, Sierra Sierra Charlie. 5. What is defined as physical security measures that include PS equipment, personnel, and procedures to protect installations and Navy assets from possible threats? Access control. 6. What have the primary function of detecting and deterring unauthorized intrusion onto an installation? ECPs, Echo Charlie Papas. 7. Which system is an enterprise identity management and perimeter installation access control solution designed to manage commercial vendors, contractors, subcontractors, suppliers, and service providers who are not eligible for a CAC coming aboard CNIC installations? NCACS, November Charlie, Alpha Charlie Sierra. 8. Denying installation access should be considered for any civilian employees with any felony conviction within how many years? 10. 9. Denying installation access should be considered for any civilian employees with membership in any organization that advocates the overthrow of the U.S. government within how many years? 10. 10. What will the installation SJA enter barment letters into for any person barred from a Navy installation? CLEOC, Charlie Lima Echo Oscar Charlie. 11. What is the principal authorized credential for personnel in the access category? CAC, Charlie Alpha Charlie. 12. Which procedure allows a uniformed service member to present their identification token for verification while simultaneously vouching for any vehicle occupant? Trusted Traveler. 13. Up to how many days can unescorted day or visitor access passes be issued for short-duration visits? 30. 14. Temporary business access will be granted for contractor or vendor employees requiring physical access for periods from 1 day up to how long? 1 year. 15. Permanent business access will be granted to contractor personnel for a period up to, but not to exceed, how many years for physical and/or logical access? 3. 16. What is the maximum number of months that the Visitor Control Center can issue a contractor decal? 24. 17. What is the maximum duration that the physical installation access may be granted to persons working on a Navy base not having DoD personnel or family member access but providing volunteer time as part of a recognized and approved program? 1 year. 18. How many different categories are vehicles that access an installation on a daily basis divided into? 4. 19. Which entry control access category is assigned to emergency essential military personnel? 1. 20. Which entry control access category is assigned to family members living on and off base? 2. 21. Which entry control access category is assigned to foreign military personnel employed by the host nation? 3. 22. Which entry control access category is assigned to first and emergency responders? 5. 23. What is the foundation for plans and procedures pertaining to access control? ROC levels. 24. What is the standard identity management and perimeter installation access control solution for the access management of vendors, contractors, suppliers, and service providers who are not authorized a CAC? NCACS, November Charlie, Alpha Charlie Sierra. 25. Which reference provides the overarching Navy policy, guidance, information, procedures, and responsibilities for the Navy Physical Security and Law Enforcement Program? OPNAV Instruction 5530.14 ECHO. 26. How often does NCACS produce an activity report for each installation, which provides an overview of active companies, participants, ingresses by ECP, and other useful information for purposes of managing the program? Monthly. 27. Up to how many years can DoD building and temporary passes be issued for temporary employees and contractors having no other appropriate form of identification and whose duties require their recurring official access to federal buildings during business and/or security hours? 2. 28. Individuals under what age are exempt from carrying a form of approved ID while on an installation? 12. 29. Which form will be used by all Navy-controlled installations to register POVs operated on the installation? DD Form 2220. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.